Thank you.
Any other, sorry, yep. Go ahead, Sue, we got a planning question.
Yeah, Mr. Dean, I think both of us are on the same track here, we'll see.
All right, the only question I have, so, this particular parcel question, you know, regarding zoning, has it gone through the soils analysis piece? There's a lot of miszoning in the county, based on soils.
Yeah, in particular, it has not, the site where they're doing the production of wood is currently zone Ag 1. We had a conversation with the Ag Commissioner, with the potential rezoning that area to AG2 soils, and because of the history of it, impacting the soils, he didn't have any objection to doing that. Just in a candid conversation.
So while you're there, so let's say we were to add firewood to Williams in that contract. That I don't think that cures the overall issue, if I'm not mistaken, because the facility for processing is the other element to this. Is that correct?
Yes, very correct.
But yet in our guidelines for agricultural production uses under 11, it says necessary processing facilities. So help me reconcile here.
Yeah, another piece there to your original questions you had, planning director A. Lang pointed out within the rules here, section 4 specifically talks about being on the property.
Section 4, all I'm seeing is
section 4, paragraph 1.
What page?
It's on page 7.
And where does it say that? It's
page 7 at the bottom.
I'll just read it. So, land enrolled in the agricultural preserve program is to be used principally for commercial agricultural production. However, it may be appropriate to allow secondary uses on contracted land that is either incidental to or supportive of the agricultural operation on the property. And that's why we have an interpretation that what is produced on the property can be in production mode on the property.
But this isn't timber that's being produced on the property.
Well, it could be any right. Correct. This is not timber that's
produced
on the property.
And that was the question
property.
I had originally,
and that's why
when
we're
we
here.
Brought this up. This is stuff coming in off the property.
Correct. Yeah. So, long story short, I mean, these rules could be modified by the Board of Supervisors to allow this activity to occur. As Supervisor Cobb just pointed out, we still have our current zoning, AG1, which does not allow for production, manufacturing, period. AG2 does allow for it with a conditional use permit process connected to it. So the other piece of marrying these together would be, you know, we're in the process of updating our general plan to address those zoning uses specifically to be compatible with potential changes made here with the rules.
So with regard to the Parsons buyout, though, or essentially the cost of going to Ag 2 to get to where this all works, what does that entail?
So it would be a process to come through the zone change before the board, to change the zoning to AG2, and it would also require a conditional use permit approved by the Planning Commission.
Approximate cost? On our side?
On our side, internally, I think about $2,000 for the application and so forth, for zone change.
Four.
$4,000. $4,000.
On our end?
Ballpark on our end.
And do we know anything that would cost the Parsons on their end to comply with that application?
Do you have any survey
beyond that
on the ground to accomplish that? So there would be surveying costs associated with designating those areas.
Supervisor Rogan, any questions?
Well, that's where I see it, is that the conditional use permit for the manufacturing of the outside product and the zone change. That's, I just see it more simple to happen that way instead of going through all the other stuff. And then going forward with other people, we look at it. I mean, I'd like to see a change moving forward to encompass everything and make it more simple, but and not have to do one-offs every time somebody comes in, because that's just exhausting for everybody.
This is a huge issue.
This is a huge issue.
Question I had too, the location of the processing site itself, has the crop ever been grown there?
Not in my memory, but I defer to
that's where I come back.
Parsons.
Never.
Yeah, that's where I come back to the soil plan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
yeah.
Not appropriately zoned.
I imagine the zoning was done way back when, before our time.
It was pretty gross.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think one of the issues I have there is, you know, it's the widow's net. I get the dollar issue. I mean, costs are going up everywhere through the roof, and, you know, bureaucracy costs money and all that kind of stuff. And I still go back to square one. It was complaint driven. It wasn't like we just went out and just decided to find this. Sure, we have, you know, our own issues, big code enforcement, whatever. You know, this doesn't go away. You know, I'm 63 years old too, and I'm looking at life after, and so I personally would just walk away. Knowing what's going on, there's going to be a firewood business to be happening here, and you know, I personally would love to see us relocate to the city of Doris, the old mill site, and set up shop, because someone's going to make a fortune doing this, because there is demand. I was just down at Lake Siskiyou, and I see the stacks of wood they're selling for $10 a bundle that are not locally made. They're from somewhere else. I mean, I don't know why we can't do that ourselves. Not to get off on that tangent. My issue with the Winston Act has been, always will be, that, you know, we're giving a break to people. We should just give it to all, so we don't have to deal with, quote unquote, the Winston Act, and we can deal with the zoning and you know, compatible uses, if you will. My problem is, you're going to open up the door here, you're going to get someone that's going to put another facility to grow hemp pellets, whatever, something other than, and we will, you know, I think we need to revisit what the long-term strategy is here dealing with this. So
we allow for facilitation to be processed for hemp on site, okay. And when we did that, I thought we did.
Well, we're talking about manufacturing, though. It has to be grown on
it
site.
It was grown on site,
yes. Yeah, I'm talking, you know, so one of the other pieces, and we talk about firewood, and I'm thinking Butte County, where my kids live, you know, you've got all those orchards. I mean, they easily bring wood in, because how can they? You can't just, you know, with all the almond, all the trees and all the stuff that they use there, so wood products, which I do believe is, you know, goes under the heading of agriculture.
Yep. So the firewood issue on as Mr. Parsons has raised, that is that a valid deal? I mean, here we are sitting in a burning county, and yet we can't even do firewood, I mean, commercially? Is that the case? I mean, I know we went through this with you can't raise chickens or pigs, and here we are in Ag County. Can't we do firewood either? I'm asking.
Not with the rules as they are established, right?
Really?
We have before.
Well, that's valid, right?
Yeah.
Wait. That's just the claim. That's just for Williamson.
That's Williamson Act.
Right.
But what about countywide? I mean, commercially, can you do firewood commercially?
In industrial zones.
On AG2 with a use permit.
Well, what if they get it from some other place and manufacture? Is that permissible?
With a conditional use permit, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in industrial zones.
Like mills.
One other thing, guidance-wise, from a legal standpoint, I guess when we revisit this again at some point,
I,
as a registered professional forester, I know the forestry division doesn't talk very well with ag at the state level when they're making rules and regulations. And you are dealing with a forest product here that is under the governance of the Forest Practices Act and not the Williamson Act. So I'm gonna need some guidance, I guess, as we move through this about how those two things mesh or conflict with the sale of commercial forest products so that we can maximize facilitation of what's burning out there right now. I don't know if that's clear enough, but if you want to sit down someday and talk, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll talk offline.
Well, transportation sale is of wood products is highly regulated in the state for a number of reasons. The ag has a piece of it related to pests and the transport of pests. The Forest Practices Act has a piece of it regarding disease and moving one disease from one watershed to another. And I'm just thinking that there's a big ball of legal warrants out there that we're just scratching the surface on with this. And I just want to be better educated about going in and we do something bigger with this topic.
Well, through
the chair. Yes, please.
We're also looking forward into biofuels and biomass products and all kinds of other things that are coming up, that this is also something that people have to look at on properties like this too. And I see this moving forward, that it's going to come up too. And the more we're burning now, carbon, everything else, this is going to come up on people's property over and over and over again. And we're going to be looking at this more. So we need to come up with some kind of solutions about this.
Sure. Just quickly, I think irrespective of Parsons currently, as we look at this, Farm Bureau needs to be involved and our Ag Commission needs to be involved, so that we're getting a wider perspective of what this actually means and what it should look like from the ground up. The other part of this is, what do we do with Parsons' case while we're all trying to figure this out? Because they're being held ransom, basically, because you know we're trying to figure out how to deal with this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it, complaint driven on a lot of other things that is not getting any traction at all. I'll just say it that way. But yet, there seems to be a pretty big target on this, and I'm trying to understand what do they do in the interim while we're trying to figure it out.
Sure. You know, one of the things I think when we talk in a bigger picture, you know, I think that's opportunity in my world. If you think RCRC with the pellet mills, mm-hmm. you know, there's talk about all this stuff. I think that happens because it has to happen, quite honestly. I think I come back to the Williamson Act and where we are with that. I think that's where I think we need to keep that. The bigger picture, yeah, we're going to revisit this because how can we not, so to speak, and look for those opportunities and involve the Farm Bureau or whatever. You know, it still comes down to a Williamson Act compliance issue for me. You know, zoning, the proper zoning, whatever. You know, again, I still think we're trying to fit the square peg in the round hole. You know, the off-site stuff. I mean, how do you change that midstream to accommodate someone when I don't think that's fair to the process, quite honestly. Did you have something on that?
Yeah, we're going to have something to add through the chair.
Thank you. This county is not, or staff is not proposed to non-renew their contract. So their contract would stay in place for the two parcels that are not already in the non-renewal process. We're just asking to continue to work with them till their code case is, you know, taken care of, be it by changes in the county rules, and then, you know, or however they remedy it, but not to take any, not move forward with a non-renewal on their property, and what is already in non-renewal to leave it the way it is until this is all figured out. So it wouldn't change anything from how it exists right now, just to continue their request for their change in contract.
So, yeah, and that was my understanding, because I'm sitting here struggling that I need a proposal in front of me to make a decision on, and I really don't have one. We're talking a lot.
Sure.
But
I'm okay with the proposal, but I don't want it open ended. This can't be dragging on for 10 years till I go to the grave, you know.
I believe they've worked with code enforcement that they estimated they should be able to remove everything from the property by February of 2023. Was their estimated date that they could do that?
Through the chair, but if we're working with them and let's say they accept it, I mean, I understand that there may have to be a zone change, but what if they're trying to work towards compliance, but yet we're asking them to remove everything? Are we then going to bring it back? I mean, there's an expense involved with that. How are we going to deal with it? They're not operational currently, correct?
Right.
So if it's non-operational...
If it's not operational, the Williamson Act contract is not at jeopardy. Move forward with that, with their renewal of their individual contract, taking the other folks off of it, right?
You're cleaning that part up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all that said, you know, what is at issue is them moving forward with their business.
Right. And understood.
And an avenue to do that, I don't specifically have. Without obtaining the conditional use permit.
Right, but what I guess I'm saying is when you say that everything's going to be removed off-site by February, what if there's a way to come into compliance? And the only thing I see on the Williamson Act is adding, per se, firewood, but I don't think processing. I think that's a different animal.
It is a different animal.
So, but yet, if whoever it may be, the applicant that's trying to make good on this, especially, you know, does everything stay intact as long as it's not operational until we at least find somewhere where they can comply or not?
As long as they're not operational, it remains intact. As
so,
you said.
So they don't have to take it apart. Is that what we're understanding?
Well, they don't have to take the building down or anything of that nature. It's the processing of the wood and also the commercial sale of pellets that are not compatible with the zoning. Or the Williamson Act.
I thought I just heard that they're taking everything down.
Yeah.
No, that was news to me.
That's what they said.
I don't believe that's what was said.
Okay. But what were you just indicating that what was going to be removed by February?
There was an option to relocate your area to the currently zoned AG2. The confusion there.
I would have
yeah. But that was discussed,
so,
I know.
So maybe at this point we can move forward with them to continue working with Parsons to come up with whatever the plan is going to be in a proposal, because I think we would all have different versions of what we would want to do at this point. So did you want to add anything?
I can. So the removal was removal of the wood that needs to be processed and wood that already is processed ready for sale, and the wood pellets that are commercially produced and packaged off the property. That was what they were working with code enforcement on. An option that we could do is if you directed us to make the update to the Williamson Act guidelines to include the option 14 at this point, we could come back with that update to the guidelines, which would allow for the processing. After review by the Ag Preserve Administrator, they would have the option then to move their facility down to Ag 2 and apply for a use permit.
And what about their own firewood? Can that be on site or no?
That's not been in. That would be a question with code enforcement. I do not believe that that's been an issue.
That's not an issue?
No.
Not with our project.
It's the commercial aspect.
I got a question. Can I go over and ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead and ask the question. Because you're not the villain.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, what if you raise? We never had an issue on, you know, getting your own personal firewood. If you could raise that to 200 cords, you know, some, no, that's not funny. That's not funny. The reason is, like, if you want a chipper to come do your logs, okay? That field has got 1,000 cords in it. You know, I was told by code enforcement I could not let Tristan Allen chip my logs, okay?
Right.
Well, why couldn't we raise that limit?
Yeah.
And I have personally, I run a pellet stove, and I have people I give pellets to and firewood to raise it.
Yeah.
Make the limitation, make it 1,000 quarts.
I think the issue is bringing the logs in. If you had all those logs and you want to chip 200 quarts off your property, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, I know you guys make it an issue, but no one does what you're talking about. No one has enough land to process their own wood on their own land, and if they did have that much land, they're so rich, they could care less. A lot of people don't want to be firewood guys. So
I think it still comes back to a Williamson Act and all the compatible uses. You can see it's complex. It's not one specific.
Okay, you can talk about me.
Not about me only, talking about the bigger picture.
The big picture of firewood industry, Williamson Act, that much. Ag 1, Ag 2.
Sure.
Rural residential. Yeah. You can't do firewood in any of these places. You can only do it on light industrial. That's the only place in City County you can do firewood. So that should be the issue. If you want firewood, you can do it anywhere else.
Parsons, I heard that it was the Women's Act was the most important component to this for you.
For us, yes.
That's what I'm focusing on. The bigger picture, all that firewood stuff, that should be allowed here. And I think we're all in agreement on that.
Okay.
And how we get to there is another story. Thank you. Board's wishes. I would say to continue with the proposal with the staff recommendation. Rick, did you want to add to that?
No, other than say that it's definitely a need for this sort of thing to occur. I think in our county, given forest burned down everywhere. We're kind of in a spot where if you want to move forward with that, we'd like to have direction to bring a proposal for the change in the guidelines for the Prevention Act piece of it.
Is that item 14 you're talking about?
Item 11, I believe, and then also a modification of item 4 as regard to on the property.
But that one item you were talking about, number 14, is that part of it as well?
Yes.
14 and 9.
And if I could add, you know what, one of the things I would ask for, no matter what happens, I need a clear what costs are, what's the effect of something like this? Because I hear a whole spectrum of, you know, not just this, but, you know, the cost. So moving forward, it's going to cost this, this, and this, that type of thing. And I think that's, for me anyways, a fair understanding of what we're up against.
As far as changing the land use piece, right, that has to go through CEQA to accomplish.
Change what?
Land
use. We're going to allow certain uses within AG1, for example. AG1 approved to allow this use to occur there. We have to go through the CEQA process, which we do while we're updating the general plan. So it's not something that happens overnight.
So,
I expressed that I'm really interested in the 5-acre thing you had up here, the other counties are chasing. The reason I bring that up is because I personally have been involved trying to get a pellet mill going in Scott Valley for over 25 years. We are very close to securing a better than $1 million ag grant to make that happen, but I also know it's on AG2.
Okay.
And all the product is not going to be coming off that AG2. It's going to become rural residential around there. It's going to be coming from TPZ and other places in the valley. But it is critical to the survival of the residents in the valley, I believe. We've got to solve this thing before we get there and have another look at.
Supervisor, how are you aware of that property in, under Williamson Act contract also?
I don't think so. It wouldn't meet the soil criteria, I don't believe.
Okay.
No one in their right mind is trying to irrigate it.
Yeah. So the path forward at this time would be a condition use permit.
Just looking for, you know, that doesn't fix the flower issue. Right? Organic flower mill issue I got either. It's got
right.
Still
modification of the rules, good.
Yeah. Let's go back to board's wishes. How do you want to proceed?
Well, you just said
continue the hearing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The recommended motion?
Yeah.
We would need,
right.
As we did back in June, we need a date specific.
When I retire, maybe?
No. That's not that specific. We've got,
it could be tomorrow if I get six numbers.
We've got 6 and 20 for the September dates. I don't see October up there, but I think October is 5 and 19.
Let me go back to staff. How much time do you think you might need to, because I don't want to keep pushing this and then coming back and forth, so, you know.
Yeah, and we don't want to let it fall off play either. So
yeah.
We'd look at either the second meeting in September or the first meeting in October.
We'll go with the first meeting in October. Is that okay with the board?
Yeah.
And that's both parts one and two of the recommended motion, which is the updating the Williamson Act as well.
So I'm okay with the two on the recommended motion, but on the first one, it's to give the property owners the opportunity to return property to compliance. I think you need to also include that we're working with the property owners to come into compliance versus just...
I think that's what it is.
Doesn't say we're working with them. We're just given the opportunity to come into compliance. I just want to know that we're working with them. That's all.
Within the constraints of...
No, I get what you
have. We've been
with compliance, yes, but...
I don't think it's necessary.
It's never happened
with everything we've been discussing. It's I think the intent's there. That's just my perspective. So we have a motion and a second, or on the recommended motion?
I have not heard one yet.
Second.
Who was the first?
I started off trying to make the motion on the recommended, but I hear what Michael's saying. I think that's just something we should watch.
Yeah, that's fine. I get that we've
I think our intent is clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, in my motion, this won't be part of my motion, but it is my desire that this is a working relationship to resolve this and not a police action, if you will, to resolve the issue. Unless it gets to that. I'm just saying it's going to take two parties to work together on this, come up with a workable solution.
I think we've always done that.
Yeah.
Since I don't know. Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
And second being
Suez Ogren.
Ogren, thank you. And that was to continue this to October 4?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Okay.
Chris is recused.
How about we take a break there, Wendy?
Sounds good to me.